Boom, we are live. Episode 54 of The Sound, no longer in quarantine. We're in a real studio. My name is Jared Seymour.
I'm Kevin Harris.
Yeah, man, we got a great show for you lined up tonight.
Lots of stuff lined up tonight.
Cole Jones in the studio. Give away that camera right over there, fellas. Look at that. We got him sitting here waiting to talk to y'all tonight. Got a lot to talk about, and we're going to get a live acoustic performance. So that's always killer. Kevin, what else we got in the show tonight?
Not only that, but the band Ventress, the lead singer Benji's here. He drove in from Baton Rouge, so he'll be joining us. We'll be talking about their new single Talladega. Then one of his favorites, Matt James, the lead singer of Blacktop Mojo, is going to be joining us from Texas. And another Texas band, Post Prophet, will be joining us all through video. So a lot of shows, and it's an open house. So if you're out driving around and you want to stop by the studio and check it out and come sit in and chat with us about it,
yep,
more than welcome to. So if you don't want to, that's cool too.
Let's kick off the show with the opening credits like we always forget to do.
Let's do it.
Episode 54 is starting now. All right, folks, like we said, man, we got a good show for you lined up tonight. And as we always do, we're going to start it out with the grudge match.
So we are.
Kevin's got two killer bands lined up for you tonight, and he's going to go into that and let us know what the picks are.
I don't know about that. I mean, you get a choice in those too. So we have two bands lined up. You've already heard one of the bands. We premiered the video for them on the website and on the Facebook page. And then the other band was a guest last episode, and we decided, you know what, we're just going to pit them up against each other and see how it works. Of course, it's being brought to you by our good friends at Cheeky Monkey Cake Company, and they did Michelle's birthday cake today, which was absolutely
strawberry on strawberry.
It was fabulous. Check them out, DeBees Road. She's got cookies. She's got cupcakes. She could take care of your wedding cakes. Bachelorette cakes, smash cakes, whatever you want to do, she take care of it for you. CheekyMonkeyCakes.com is what that is. And she sponsors our grudge match. I'm trying to get a sponsorship to Milo's.
Matthew Brooks is in the comments section
Red
saying.
Red Diamond's greater than Milo's. Yes. I got you. Yes. I got you. Yeah. You know, I can go either way. If they have Red Diamond, I buy it. If they have Milo's, it's just, but yeah. Milo's is a lot easier to access than Red Diamond. I've never seen Red Diamond in one of these. So that's how that rolls. Back to the grudge match.
Yes.
So the first band you're going to see is the band Hopeful. They're out of Austin, Texas. The song is called Eden Losing Touch. And you know how it works. You're going to play video number one, video number two. During video number two, we'll throw up the poll. You get a chance to vote. If you win three times in a row, you are into the Grudge Match Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get rolling. And this is Hopeful. It's Eden. It's video number one. It is Eden Losing Touch, and it is the Grudge Match, and you're watching The Sound.
Smash that share button. All right. I don't know about y'all, but I dug it.
Video number one, that is Hopeful, and the name of the song is Eden, and parentheses losing touch. A band out of Austin, Texas. Check them out. Look them up. And Fool, it's all one word, but Fool is F-O-O-L, not F-U-L.
Yeah, a lot of killer shit coming out of Texas right now. Dude, kind of noticing.
I'm telling you, there's some good stuff. As a matter of fact, this band's out of Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. Iowa.
You nailed it.
So band number two, they were on the show the last episode we did. And it's a band called Silent Theory. I believe they are with Paul Crosby Management. Of course, the drummer from Saliva. And good stuff from them as well. And we're going to check it out right now. It's video number two. It's the Grudge Match being brought to you by Cheeky Monkey Cake Company. It's Silent Theory Shaking Cages. Time to vote, and you're watching The Sound.
Let's see.
Oh, did you take us off?
I don't know. You got to remove it.
Oh, I got to remove it. There we go.
We thought we got lost in the interwebs.
Jeez, I was like, oh, where we go?
Jordan said he's digging that band, so make sure you vote there, Jordan. You got the poll up, Kevin?
The poll is up. Right now, Silent Theory is in the lead. So
okay.
We'll do it that way.
All right. So like we promised you, we got cold. What? Oh, okay.
I'm chilling. Relaxing. Sorry.
I thought you were stuck.
I'm trying to stretch out the fat so I don't look so fat on TV.
I was like, damn, I already messed up again. All right. No, Cole Jones in the studios. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, man. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time out to come talk to us, man. One of the things that we always like to do is like let people know like the backstory on how the band got formed, how you guys met and got your start.
Yeah. So Man, I guess it was probably 2014 whenever I formed my first country band. Mm-hmm. And it was actually like a completely different slate of guys than what I have now. And I think 2015, Matt came and started playing with me. And then Reed was 2016. And we also have, you know, a bass player, still guitar player, and I also have a piano player that fills in on some shows. And for the most part, man, it's been the same group of guys now for 5 years, something like that. But, man, I've honestly been extremely blessed and fortunate to, you know, to get the group of guys around me that I have. You know, they, above everything, one thing that I always try to make sure of is that we're at least working hard enough making, if we're playing covers, we want to try to play it better than the guys that originally did it.
Yeah.
If we're playing my songs, I want it to sound, I don't care whether we're playing in front of, you know, 100 people or if we're playing in front of 20,000 people, I want it to sound the best it's going to sound every time. And I was extremely blessed to be surrounded by a group of guys that take it serious with me.
Yeah.
They show up, practice, and, you know, get after it.
People don't realize how hard that is to get a group of guys that commit to a level that you want to do it, right? And they're consistent with
it.
Yeah, man. It's not easy.
It's got to be – you got to – as far as being like a guy in my shoes, you got to have guys around you that – the number one that understand what's got to happen. And also, it's all one goal. It's all one dream, and we're all trying to get there.
You That's
know,
right.
We all want to be playing music for a living, you know, for the rest of our lives. And – It's all about showing up to every show, whether you're – because, I mean, we do it all the time, man. There's times we'll go play at the Coliseum or go play, you know, these shows and play in front of several thousand people. And then the next weekend you may be playing somewhere and you can't hardly get people to show up.
Right.
And it's got to be that consistency is, and I don't care whether I'm playing in front of 100,000 people or whether I'm playing in front of 50 people, we're going to play the best show we can. Because regardless, those people still came to see you. That's right. What it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's your brand, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and you got to have guys in the group that see that and understand that. Because there's plenty of times, you know, you just get there and, you know, you're starting the show up and like, oh, man, there's 15 people here, including my family.
Right.
And so, yeah. Thank God, man, I've been extremely fortunate. When, you know, these two guys, and like I said, I don't know if Jared or Danny or Sean or any of them's watching, you know, miss you guys, wish y'all were here. But, been very blessed and fortunate, though.
I know I had the opportunity. I've seen you actually live twice. The first time I saw you guys, I forgot what night it was, but it was the Oyster Festival in Gulfport that you guys played. And then just
played with Dylan Scott.
Yeah, Dylan Scott. That's who it was. And then I got the opportunity to see a couple songs. I got to see you play one of my favorite Garth Brooks songs ever in Calling Baton Rouge at the top of the bay a couple of weeks ago. And couple times that I've seen you guys, just the live show, the presence. And I think Matt was telling me at top of the bay, your bass player was stuck in.
Like, oh, man. Yeah. So
how do you handle that when you're like, you got a show and your bass player stuck in Minnesota or Michigan or whatever it is?
Jared, I hope you're watching this.
Hold on, Jared. Jared ain't got you right there. Hashtag Jared fucked up. Uh-oh. We ain't got no mic for it. Yes. So to answer your question, Tyler Voss, that is Matt White.
Yeah.
Matt White, who some people don't know, some people will. Matt White was the drummer for the band Castor Troy back in 2005. So, yeah. So, yes, that is the same Matt White, Tyler Voss. We're working on getting his mic turned on so he can actually speak some syllables, verbs, and nouns, and we're working on it.
I think you're ready to go now.
All right.
Check.
So while we're there, Jillian Straham says Cole puts on a heck of a show. Can't wait to see him at the Crawfish Festival, which we'll talk about that here in a few minutes, as well as the Pine Belt Music Festival that you're going to be playing. It's going to be some good stuff. You got that done there yet? All right. You good?
My hot.
All right. So, yeah, tell that story, Matt.
So, yeah. So, what I was saying, which I've talked to you multiple times on, you know, a transition from, you know, Castor Troy days back in the day, you know, we were a unit, you know, original band. And it was always practice 4 or 5 times a week for several hours a night. And then, you know, now with Cole, we are in his band. We do represent him. But myself and Reed and Jared, they all, for the most part, they're full-time musicians. So in a business sense, you know, we're hired guys, right? Right. So, our job for Cole is, you know, we do rehearsals here and there, as we can, especially when we have big shows coming up, but we don't have the opportunity with everything that's going on to practice 4 or 5 times a week. So we have to do everything on our own, whether, you know, these guys know the number system, whatever, you know. So we always have to be prepared and show up. So with Jared's situation, he also plays in 4 other bands.
Right. Okay.
Phenomenal musician, great drummer, bass player, guitar player. He's great.
He's an extremely talented musician.
He had a situation where he got caught by air travel in the winter storm a couple weeks ago. And we had a situation where we had Mr. Caleb Murph, if he's watching. Hey, Caleb, another phenomenal musician. 24-hour notice, came in and played 4 hours of music, nailed every note on the bass. Yep. He's not even a bass player. He's a guitar player.
Wow.
And that's the expectation in what we do, you know, versus how it was. And it's not anything against what we used to do. It's just a different formality, you know. Mm-hmm. And we just always have to be prepared. And Cole or whoever we're playing for, but Cole in this case, he'll send out material, email it, whatever to us. We'll go through it. We'll get up, knock it out. You know, it's not trying to figure stuff out in rehearsal and all that good stuff. It show up, do your business, and go home and then go play a show. You know?
Yeah, that's always been the big thing, you know, and I feel like that's what separates great groups from decent groups. I feel like it needs to be taken seriously as far as, you know, I always say do your homework, because whenever you get to practice, especially because we can't practice all the time because everybody has stuff going on and all that. So especially, you know, you got bigger shows coming up and, you know, stuff where a lot of people's going to be there, a lot of eyes are going to see you. So it needs to be absolutely perfect. That's our biggest thing is, one, we don't settle for anything less than absolutely stunning. That's what we go for. And it's just one of them things where whenever you show up to practice, it's not a matter of us learning the song together. You better know your stuff. You right. better show up ready to play that way. Let's run through it. Let's hammer it out. Let's move on to the next one. It's got to be that way, you know. And I feel like that's why, you know, whenever I can't remember who said something, but, you know, we get those kind of comments on my live shows is because I feel like this is the way I look at it. Whenever you're playing shows, whenever you're playing music, there's people that's been working all day, been doing all this stuff all week. They want to come out and they want to enjoy good music. So if they're paying be at the door, if they're paying for, you know, whatever to get there, come out and hang out, you owe it to them and to that venue that booked you there to put on a great show, period.
Right.
Because it's at the end of the day, it's fun and we all love music and we all love, it's the love of my life with the exception of my wife and my kid, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the absolute love of my life. It needs to be taken seriously in that because it's at the end of the day, it's business. And if you're not bringing good business to these venues and you're not doing the correct job and taking care of your business and doing the stuff you're supposed to do, they won't call you because there's way too many other acts out there that are really good that'll come play and probably play cheaper than what you'll play.
There you go. Right? That's true.
Right. So let me ask you that. So when you get into, you talk about guys that are hired and things like that. Now, when you get into your originals, how do you put that together with a full band? Do they come in and work with you on it, or is that something you put together?
The way it typically, and this is as dumb as this sounds, this is how I've always done it. I'll write a song or whatever, you know, and I'll literally get my phone out, put it on the table, and I'll play it to them, and I'll say, this is what I'm hearing. This is kind of how I want it to sound. At practice, you know, let's work it up. And then I don't know how I get – they're all that good, truly. I mean, everybody in my band is, you know, A-class musicians, and we just show up usually, and it's like a fairy tale. It just works.
Right.
I don't know. We've been really lucky. And honestly, I mean, as simple as that sounds, man, that's kind of how it works.
So you you started out on it just acoustic?
Yeah. Yeah. I started off, man, I guess my first like couple years, you know, of whenever I started playing music, I played acoustic and I'd go play. I have lived your typical country music story as far as literally playing acoustic, playing anywhere they'll take me. Mm-hmm. Did not matter. Didn't care. I was 15, 16 years old playing in bars till 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't care. Right. I didn't want money. I didn't want anything. I just wanted people to listen.
That's it.
And that's how I still feel to an extent today. In my opinion, whenever you go play somewhere, especially whenever you're playing your music, your job is to touch somebody. So that's if you're right. playing in front of 10,000 people, as long as you've got one person that's kind of sitting back saying, ooh, man, he said, he wrote that for me. You're doing your job. And, you know, and like I said, and I look back at, I call those, and we're still grinding. We're still, you know, scratching and doing everything we can. But now, and I really do, I look back and I smile, and it's all kind of just come back to me now because I hadn't thought about it in a while. But, man, back then, it's almost kind of like a pure innocence, you know, whenever you're starting playing music. And, man, you're up there and you're playing in front of 30 people, and it's you and a guitar, and you got them lights hitting you, and you got all that stuff going on. And, man, you think, oh, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be long. And then, you know, 8 years later, you're still like, oh, I'm on my way.
Well, as long as you're still enjoying it, right? It's a win then, no matter what, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, I was actually talking to somebody the other day about that. I played high school and I played college ball for a year. And, man, I remember experiencing playing college sports and high school sports, like whenever you hit, you know, the game-winning home run, all that. That's an exhilarating feeling. It's really hard to match that. But I'll never forget whenever I played the Hard Rock main stage back in 2000. I think that was your first show.
Yeah,
2015. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Because then I was really starting, like, surprisingly get, like, people behind me, people coming to shows and all that stuff. And, I didn't care. I just enjoyed playing music. I was like, man, people want to come out, you know, come on, you know. But I'll never forget thankful for K99FM for bringing me out on that. K99FM has been huge supporters, been in my corner since the get-go. But, man, I'll never forget whenever I walked around that corner and Matt clicked the song off and that big old white light turned and hit me. I mean, you know, the Hard Rock main stage, the main room is big.
Right.
And, dude, that place was freaking packed. There was a ton of people. And, man, I'm telling you, I was so dang nervous. I was just sitting there shaking.
Was that one of their homegrown nights?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Man, I was so nervous and I was shaking and I was like, oh my God, man, I don't know if I remember the words, you know, doing all this. But I'm telling you, man, something took over me that night. And I've told several people this story. This whenever I knew I wanted to pursue country music, seriously. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget whenever, you know, the light hit me and then hearing all them people scream at one time, it sends chills up your back. And I just remember getting fired up and saying, huh. I think I'm going to keep on doing this stuff.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's definitely an addictive right? kind of thing. Dude, it's like a drug.
There's nothing like no home run I've ever hit. No anything ever compares whenever you walk on that big stage and you got 20,000 people screaming at you. There's nothing like it, man.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep. Have y'all touched on this while I was maybe messing with the mic, but are you independent right now? Or are you working with
100% independent. Yeah. Me and Reed, we do all the bookings. All of it.
No, we no do management, everything. Nothing.
No, but I mean, I'm always open to management.
Yeah.
100%. I'm open to management. I'm open to booking agencies. William Morris, y'all come find me.
Throw the name out.
There you go.
So speaking of 20,000 people, well, roughly, I mean, it depends on the year you went to the Crawfish Festival. Mm-hmm. But so you're playing the Crawfish Festival. You've played it before, correct?
Yes, I played it every year since 2016.
Well, I tell you, I was lucky enough. I didn't realize it until I talked to Matt McDonald. Mm. We were talking about Crawfish Festival and stuff like that.
God bless Matt McDonald. I love that man with every ounce of being. And, I love Matt McDonald.
I was like, you know, the first Crawfish Festival I ever went to, John Michael Montgomery paid. And he goes, Kevin, that was the first one. All right. So, I mean, that was right after John Michael Montgomery come out, Life's a Dance. And
It
was a little side stage just right off across from Beauport. And to watch what the Crawfish Festival has become from that point to where it's at now is just absolutely amazing.
It is.
And,
it truly is.
And he's dabbled in some other genres but he focuses mainly on country.
Yeah.
And he's got a good lineup on the night that it's you and Frank Foster and Riley Green.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a pretty spectacular night.
It's going to be insane, man. And you know, before I go any further, you talk about Matt McDonald. I cannot put into words what that man's done for me. I was literally a nobody, and he picked me up and he pulled me to go play with Travis Tripp one time in 2015 or 2016, and the rest is history. That changed my career right there. And he always keeps me in the loop, like, you know, with all of this COVID stuff that went on. Had Jamie Johnson come to the Coliseum for the spread out show.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to go get opened up for Jamie Johnson and back in November, Randy Houser. And man, it It's insane. And I remember I told him years ago, man, I don't want any money from you. I want to come play for free. But I promise you, if you let me come play for you and let me bring my band, we'll talk money next year because you will call me back. That's how confident I am with
right?
my guys. Yeah. And of course, like I'm sticking my chest up. I'm like, you'll call me back. But then I like turn around. I'm like,
yeah,
doing all that. But yeah, man. Yeah. So this year it's going to be me, Frank Foster, Riley Green, and that'll be April 16th at the, of course, the Coliseum. And that'll be that Friday night. I believe Hardy and Blackberry Smoke's the other headliners.
Yes.
Yeah. And John Langston, he'll be there that Sunday.
I think Blackberry Hardy is Saturday.
Saturday.
And then Nico Blackberry
Moon.
Smoke
Nico
is
Moon. Yeah, Nico Moon Sunday. Will be there. But, man, I'll absolutely love Blackberry Smoke. It's like a new modern age Lynyrd Skynyrd. Love them, dude.
I'm big on those guys.
Like, great Van Fleet, too. Love them like a modern day Zeppelin.
We're looking forward to it, though, too, as well. We've been out with Frank Foster quite a few times.
Yeah, man. Frank's
we got
incredible.
A really good relationship with them guys now and friends with them. And he's actually.
We would like to talk to him.
Yeah,
just saying.
Oh yeah, Frank's awesome.
We can
that's
make
the
that
thing
happen.
About just Frank, saying, dude. I'm not joking, man. Frank goes all over. And from the very first show I ever played with Frank, I think it was in 2018 at the Soul Kitchen. And dude, from that show on, he has been as good to me as he could possibly be. We've played I don't know how many shows together. I mean, we put seriously, like we played up at an off road park. In Leakesville, Mississippi. I don't know if you know where Leakesville is, but it is in the middle of nowhere. We put 20,000 plus in that place.
He played there last night, actually, too. They said there was like 30,000 people there.
Yeah. Frank does it, man. He's a man.
And he's independent as well.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you this. Have you heard anything from Matt about now that Mississippi's open and there's no capacity? Do you know anything about how the Crawfish Festival is going to work?
I do, but I don't know if I'm at liberty to say.
I got you.
Be on the watch out this week or the next, 2 weeks. I can't say too much because I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
But right.
I'm very good at saying very stupid stuff. I'm going to be sure to say, just be on the lookout.
I will say I saw a post. And so it's public. I can say this. I saw a post.
Easy read.
Talking about general admission. They're exploring general admission. Nothing confirmed.
Awesome. Well, if I know Matt like I do, he's going to do everything in his power to possibly be able to
put as many people in there. He gets it done. So.
One more follow-up, too, about Frank. Where was I going with this? To elaborate on what Cole was talking about as far as him being good to him. Me, fortunately, with Cole – been blessed to be with him since 2015 and do the things that I've done with him. But also back in, the mid-2000s would be Michael Dunaway and Chris and Marcus with Castle Troy. We were fortunate enough to do a lot of big things, especially with a lot of help with you guys.
Right.
So, we've experienced the big stage experience, but like Frank being independent and I mean, he packs the place out. So if anybody's listening and watching, come to that show. I mean, he puts on a show, but as far as, my experience as a musician is with all the experiences I have with, national guys, they are the nicest and most genuine people
that I've
ever been a part of as far as sharing the stage. And I got a very good relationship with Jeremy Warren, his drummer, and they're just good as
gold. And Randy Hauser's people, man.
Randy
they're
Hauser's
all super good dudes. Whenever we got done playing with Randy, I was sitting at the backstage, and I was actually getting ready to go because my kid was, I think, a month old at the time. That was his first show. And so my wife's in the car, and she's waiting for me to come get in the car. And, we was going to leave the side stage and head out. And so I was up there. Reed was up side stage and was watching the show with Brittany. By the way, he just got engaged.
Congratulations.
But we were sitting up there, and he played his last song and came off, and he came directly up to me and bear hugged me and almost broke my back and was like, dude, that show was incredible. Oh, my God, that show. And then we got to sitting there talking a little bit, and we were talking about that night, trying to get some stuff worked up for this year to go play some together. So, anyways, he winds up he's doing an encore, of course. Everybody's screaming for him because he is seriously one of the best singers I've ever been around. And he walked by me and said, all right, man, I guess I'm going to go back out there. And I was like, dude, if you go back out there, do your ending song to Whistling Dixie. Because we opened up – how many shows have we opened up to Whistling Dixie? a lot. It's an amazing song. And he was like, dude, my guitars are out of tune for that, but I promise you, next time we do a show, I'm going to do it and I'm going to remember you for it. And I said, okay, man, awesome. So, dude, I'm already on cloud nine. You know, I love Randy. He's a Mississippi boy. I don't know if y'all
right,
know that.
Right, right, right.
But, man, I'm on cloud nine. I'm like, and not to mention, side note from that, I've been hanging out backstage with Jamie Johnson the last hour and a half, dude. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, me, my wife, him, his girlfriend, and my kid hanging out. But anyways, I'm getting all off track.
That's
but
all right.
He wound up going back on stage. And so I before, you know, the craziness broke out and everybody started walking off, I was about to go ahead and get to the car and leave. I mean, my night's made. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I turn around to walk off and the music's unstarted. And I hear Reed screaming, get on the stage. Get on. And I turn and look, and Randy's like out there playing. He's like, come on, dude. And I'm like, holy crap. So I got, long story short, I got to go out there and do his encore to Running Out of Moonlight with him on stage in front of all them people. So that was incredible, man. That's a moment I'll never forget as long as I live. I'll never forget.
Dude, that's awesome.
And he didn't have to. He's one of the, that's what you like seeing. I've been blessed and fortunate enough to play with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And man, that's seeing stuff like that, guys that are out there having a good time and like care about the little guy.
Yep.
Like he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know? And he may not to this day, he may have completely forgot he did it. But for me, being the guy that's trying to be an upcoming guy and try to spread my wings and do more stuff in the country music industry, that's something until the day I die, I'll never forget.
I love hearing that the guys like that, when it's somebody that everybody's into, turns out to be a good human too, man, it just makes it that much
better. And there's a bunch of them that are not good humans. Let me promise you that.
That's what I'm talking about.
And not saying that, you know, they're all bad, but they are extremely busy. They got a lot going on. But when they take the time out and go out of their way to come to you, and, you know, actually are very personable and sincere, it means a lot.
When, it was the same thing with Jamie Johnson, because whenever I played with him, we played, what, June or July?
Yeah, something.
We played with him, and so, dude, it was never like the coronavirus like was blowing and going, you know. And, I mean, so I didn't get to meet him or any of that stuff. And then, you know, I was playing with Randy that night, and then he wound up coming to do some they're good friends, so he wound up coming to do some songs with him. And he was standing backstage, standing right next to Randy's bus, and I'm sitting there with my wife, and, you know, we got my kid, and I told Amber, I said, oh, my God, there's Jamie Johnson. And she's like, well, go talk to him. I said, I can't just go talk to him. You don't just go talk to him. Like, she was like, why not? And I was like, all right. And so I walked over there, kind of said, hey, Mr. Jamie. So, hey, what's up, buddy? I said, man, my name's Cole Jones. I opened up for Randy, and I was about to get into the part saying I played with you, you know, a few months back. And then he said, dude, I know exactly who you are. You opened up the show for me last time I was here.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You know, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And so we wound up, we sat back there pretty much his entire show and hung out with him, got ins and outs and music and all that. That's the stuff right there, apart from playing in front of a bunch of people and playing good shows, that kind of stuff right there. Because there, not everybody gets to experience that kind of stuff, man. And it is the most humbling and biggest blessing in the world getting to experience stuff like that.
Yeah, a good experience living your dream, man.
Yeah, so that's awesome. 100%.
What, Kevin, what do we got going on? We on time? Are we doing right on time?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're a little behind. Matt James from Blacktop Mojo is already in waiting.
Okay.
So, but a few more things that I wanted to talk to you about. Not only the Crawfish Festival, but the Pine Belt Music Festival. In April, at the end of April, you guys are playing
April 23rd. April 23rd, we'll be with Tracy Lawrence there. And also,
lights are on.
And also, March 20th, we'll be at the Soul Kitchen down here in Mobile. And we'll be playing there and having Mr. Wyatt Wilkes. He'll be coming down from Nashville to come open up for us. And Bruce Smelly, another local guy, extremely talented, love him to death. He'll be playing with us, too, in March 20th. And it's all local guys. So, you know, be sure to come out and show your support. And we'd love to see you there.
So if anybody's looking to find Cole on social media, where are they going to look?
Instagram at Cole Jones Music, Facebook at Cole Jones Music. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm terrible with using social media.
What about your TikTok, dog? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, dude. I got a TikTok. My wife.
We got one.
Dude,
we're not super active on it, but look,
if you go look up Cole Jones Music on TikTok, you'll see about what, probably 8 videos. My wife posted every one of them. I'm like, dude, I just don't care enough. And that I feel like that's my biggest downfall with today's day and age of music is dude, I just want to go play. I don't care about posting all this stuff and taking all these stuff. I just don't care about it. I know that it's important. You got to do it. And I try to do my best at doing it, but I just want to go play music, man. I would have been better off in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially as an independent artist though.
Yeah. You got to pimp yourself out. Yep. You really do.
Well, we also got them to play. We're going to have them play a couple songs here acoustic in a little while too, right?
Well, actually I was getting ready to roll into that we were going to go ahead and let them move on into the other side of the building and do their acoustic songs. But while we're doing that, I'm hoping, because none of these got listed the way they were supposed to be listed.
Yep.
So I'm hoping when I throw, what did I tell you I was playing? Drink a Little More?
Drink a Little More, yeah.
So we're going to play a video from him. It's a live video, but yeah. So where was it? It said April, I guess.
We're at South Mississippi Off-Road with Frank Foster.
Okay. So go ahead.
When were we going to do the interview?
We're going to do, you know what? We can
do that right now while they go set up.
Yeah, we can bring Matt in and do that while you guys are setting up, and then we'll go back to you guys.
Yeah.
So, do that. All right, so let's go ahead do you want to play the video, then bring Matt in, or do you want to play?
Let's play the video, and we'll bring Matt in.
All right, so we're going to play the video. Here's Cole Jones, Drink a Little More. Where'd you say it was at?
It was South Mississippi Off-Road.
With, Frank Foster.
And I really hope I'm hitting the right button, so here we go. And yes!
Hi, y'all! If you were in the crowd right now and you have a drink in your hand, hold it up for me. Now, on the count of three, I want to hear you holler, drink a little more. Are you ready? One, two, three. Drink a little more. Hey, let's go. As the gas is going up, old truck is breaking down. There's potholes that can swallow a dog in this town. I might lose my job, the new boss is on my back. I think I'm swinging to the quick sack for a Slim Jim and six pack. And worry a little is drink a little more. Crack the top on a cold one and trust in the Lord. What else can a man do? There's always some moon. Trouble coming knocking at your door. Y'all ready? You gotta worry a little less. Drink a little more. Y'all are getting it. Let's go! Down at the corner bar, I saw a good old friend of mine. He was crying in his beer ran. He was hitting on his life. Well, I said, wow, Bill, you're a buzzkill. Take some free advice. You gotta worry a little less. Drink a little more. Crack the top on the cold one and trust in the Lord. What else can a man do when there's always some new trouble come knocking at your door? Worry a little less, drink a little more. Come on, y'all, let's turn back to you. Listen, that's more fact, stress ain't good. Y'all, the night is young and I think we should. Worry a little less. Crank the top on a cold one and trust in the Lord. What else can a man do when there's always some moon? Trouble coming knocking at your door. You gotta worry a little less. Come on now, drink a little more. Come on now, drink a little more. Just drink a little more.
And And we're back.
We are back. Yes, we are.
And that was the wonderful Cole Jones. Called song was called Drink a Little More. We'll be joining him in just a little bit. He's off getting ready to do some acoustic songs. So while we're doing that, we're going to bring Matt James in. He is the lead singer of Blacktop Mojo. What is up, Matt?
How's it going, man?
I don't know. You tell me. I can tell you we're really excited that you're here.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
Yes.
Excited to be here, brother.
Man, when Kevin told me that this was a confirmation, that we had confirmed that you were going to be on the show, I was super pumped, man. I'm a huge fan of the band, and I want to tell you the story of like how I stumbled upon you guys. I'm listening to Spotify, and I got it on some kind of random, you know, kind of like the radio station where it just keeps kicking out different bands, right?
Yeah.
And your cover, Aerosmith cover comes on, and I hear it like kick in, and I'm thinking, oh, no. Whoever decided to do this cover is probably just bit off way more than they can chew. So I'm sitting there, I'm listening to it, vocals kick in, and y'all start going. I'm like, holy shit, they nailed it. Like, that cover is so badass. So then I'm in Spotify, jump onto y'all's page, you know, your artist profile page or whatever, and start going through your tunes. And I'm like, holy shit, these guys rock, man. So big fan of the band, man. Really, really dig what y'all are doing.
So, Matt, tell me how Blacktop Mojo came. If I remember right, reading on some stuff, you guys formed in 2012?
Yes, sir. We played our first show December 21st of 2012, which I don't know if you guys remember that. That was the night the world was supposed to end. So,
oh, yes. Nice. Was that the Mayan calendar? Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it did. I don't know. But
it might have. It might have just been a slower progression than we all thought.
Exactly. But I graduated college and moved back to Palestine up here, and I was working in a sandwich shop and playing acoustic gigs at the place where I worked, and ran into our drummer through some mutual friends and through partying and stuff like that, and we ended up running into each other at a Cody Johnson concert one night up in Tyler, Texas, and we were both hammered drunk, and I had heard that he could play the drums, and a bunch of people had like told him that I'd do some singing. And, you know, of course, when you're out with a group of people, everybody's always like, oh man, y'all should start a band. And, you know, we're both like, you know, whatever. But that night we were drunk enough to think it was a good idea. So I was like, man, I'm playing an acoustic set at the coffee shop tomorrow. You should come check it out. And, surprisingly, he remembered, to come.
Yeah,
We ended up back at his house, and he had a drum set up in his living room, and he just like went off on that sucker. I was like, all right, let's start a band, and we did. Here we are.
Awesome, man. Well, we're definitely digging the tunes. One of the things we've been asking people a lot about, you know, obviously with 2020 being a terrible year with the pandemic and COVID and everything, how did y'all handle that? I mean, obviously you weren't out on the road playing shows and stuff. So did you use it as a time to write, or just to break off from music? Like, how did you spend the COVID break?
We actually did a lot of writing. We've been tracking on a new album for the past probably month and a half now. We went to Nashville in January and cut some stuff, and then we just been working on it steadily here at our little home studio that we got over here. And so we used the whole pandemic to write, and we did a lot of different live streaming stuff, trying to play as much as we could on there. Yeah. We actually did get to do a few live shows here and there, that socially distanced, you know, limited capacity type of stuff. But we've just been trying to stay as busy as we can, you know.
So you're from Texas, and we're in Mississippi. So that's one of the two states just recently that just said, you know what, it's time to open up. So what is the plans? Is there any plans real quick to get out and do some shows there in Texas or anything like that, since that's where you're at?
We actually have a show this coming up for St. Paddy's Day weekend, that ought to be pretty crazy. I'm excited to see.
Dude, I'm sure people are like chomping at the bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it being St. Paddy's Day weekend, and they just lifted all the restrictions and all the I don't know. It ought to be a pretty wild time, man.
Hell yeah. What part of Texas is home for y'all? What do y'all call your home base?
We're actually from a little town called Palestine. It's about hour and a half south of Dallas and about 2 hours north of Houston. So like kind of in the middle of the Piney Woods out here, middle of nowhere.
Hell yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of killer music coming out of Texas. Kevin and I are stumbling upon it all the time.
A ton of it.
Yeah. So already love that state. Didn't need another reason to like it, but that's one.
Hell yeah, man. Something in the water out here, man.
That's exactly right. And everything's killer in Texas. So
one thing I do want to thank one person, because this wouldn't be happening if it weren't for Jack over at Fresh Baked Teas.
Yes. Yes. Thanks,
so
Jack. Yeah.
Jack hooked this up with us, with Blacktop Mojo, and it couldn't be any more happier to have you guys on the show. So when is a future, you're working on the new album and everything. Do you have like an idea of when you want to release that album or anything like that?
It should be out in late July, like summertime. That's our plan right now, and hopefully we can get that done. Hopefully the world will open back up and we can kind of support a little bit of touring, you know.
Yeah, that's the big kicker.
We can't wait for it. If somebody was trying to find Blacktop Mojo outside of the Spotify's and Pandora's and all of that, how can they find you on all the social media outlets and your website and things like that?
Blacktopmojo.com and at Blacktop Mojo on all the social medias. I think our bass player started the TikTok. I heard y'all talking about TikTok earlier.
Yeah.
So I think our band has a TikTok now. We'll be posting some stuff on there.
Awesome.
So one thing I would like to do is we have a video that we'd like to play, but of course with all the rules and everything, we want to play Signals Gone. But I need your permission that we can go ahead and play that video.
You got it, bro.
We're going to play that video, and then we're going to come back to some acoustic stuff from Cole Jones. But Matt, thank you for spending a few minutes with us and giving us some Blacktop Mojo info, and looking forward to seeing you live. And when you're ready to come to Biloxi, Mississippi, hit me up. We got you. We'll find you a place to come play, and we'll definitely throw it out for here.
Well, like I said, hopefully we'll be running around this summer, so hopefully we'll be sooner rather than later. So.
Awesome, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. Have a good night, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Y'all too, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So we're gonna go ahead and roll. I'm hoping that I did this right again, because once again, it doesn't label any of them. So I'm hoping that I have the right one. I'll know it as soon as I hit this button.
Okay.
And back.
Yes. Man, that was kick ass, dude.
Blacktop Mojo.
Yeah, you got to check them guys out if you already have them.
Blacktopmojo.com.
Yep.
And check it out and check out all their music. And I'm telling you, their cover of Dream On is just absolutely spot on and fantastic.
Yeah, it's got their little flavor on it too, which makes it even cooler. So
absolutely.
I dig it a lot. All right, so Kevin, I think now is the time in the show where we're going to do the Cole Jones performance. Is that correct?
That is correct. Cole Jones is, we've shoved him out of the studio into the other room, and we've got it set up out there, and he's going to do a couple acoustics for us. I guess you want to be occupied while I go over there and tell him to start?
Yeah, well, I think I can switch over here to that camera angle, and then I got to swap the audio over, and we should be good. So y'all hang on for just a second here. The sound's going to cut out for just a bit, but we'll be right back with two performances. So just hang tight. Here we go.
Here we go.
Mistakes blew up in my face.
Operator, like I said, we're getting ready to start putting some new music out, and so this will be one of the ones that you will hear. And this next song we're going to do for y'all, I believe this is going to be our last song we're going to play. It's currently my new single. It's on any form of anywhere you can get music at all, period. So be sure, if you don't have it already, please go look us up on Instagram, Cole Jones Music, on Facebook, Cole Jones Music, and also please, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, any of that, please go get this next song and help us really get it going. Let it be heard. I'm very proud of it. And once again, I want to thank the guys from The Sound for having us here. What they're doing here is a great thing. Once again, my name's Cole Jones. This is Reed Gilmore, my guitar player. This is Matt White, my drummer. And this song right here is called Like a Love Song. Like I said, this is my newest single. So please go get it. Check it out. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Jared's going to, there we go. Jared's going to swap some cords around. And we're good to go.
Had to do the switcheroo.
Man, good stuff from Cole Jones. Thank you, man. That, that's some awesome stuff.
And yes.
Definitely check him out. Don't forget the Crawfish Festival, the Multipurpose Center, April 24th in Hattiesburg, as he said, and I think the 20th on the 23rd at.
He rattled them all off
the Soul Kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
We're going
to
hit him up.
We got it. So not only that, man, it's a. We told you it's a loaded show.
Yeah.
We still got Ventress to get in here.
Yes.
They're out there, going to come in just a few minutes. But while we're here, it looks like we may have lost Jordan in the stream. But if you'll pull up the other guys, there we go. And then we'll put Jordan. There's Jordan.
Yes.
There
he is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the band Post Prophet. And guys, if I'm wrong, reach through and slap me. But you guys are from Texas as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. So Texas has got it. Gabby, let's see. Hopeful that we played on the grudge match tonight out of Austin, Texas. We had Blacktop Mojo. Who's some other Texas bands that we've been fooling around with? Pigweed.
Yep.
Kingdom Collapse.
Relent. Are they from San Antonio?
I think so.
A lot of Texas bands.
Man, you got Texas bands. Texas is lit up. So tell us a little bit about Post Prophet.
Well, we also have one more member. He is currently not with us right now, but Zach, our drummer. But I'm Matt. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Nick. I play guitar and do backup
vocals. I'm Jordan. I sing backup vocals as well and play bass guitar.
And we're just we like rock and roll.
I hear you. It's all about it. And, you know, you have a new single out right now, When You Think It's Right. And we have our own internet radio station, the Sound Radio app that we've been playing the song on. It's in what we like to call our 30-30 countdown, the top 30 songs that we play every week.
Yeah.
And we've got the video for that as well that we would love to play as soon as we get y'all's permission to be able to play it. So tell us a little bit about the single.
He said granted.
Granted.
Nice. They may not have heard it at the end.
Oh, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the single.
We actually, me and Nick were going back and forth just writing for this song. And we didn't even know it was going to be the same song that we were going to put it in. But I was working like on a chorus for it, and he was working on like a riff. And then we both were like, this works out perfectly. So... And then the lyrics just kind of came like it was funny because the lyrics were not directed towards like what the video goes towards, but it's with the way 2020 is and how it was and the scenario of everything going on, we decided it just kind of meshed into that meaning of it. But we were just going through like personal relationships and problems and stuff. And that's what we wrote about. And so the fact that it's interpreted to where it's now what it is. It's pretty cool, but yeah.
So when you get into the whole 2020 and we talk about this with most of the bands that we talk to, and you had to deal with the whole COVID, everybody being quarantined, all of that kind of stuff. Now you're in Texas, you're in one of those states that just got opened up. And, just like this morning, I walked out. I don't live in Mississippi anymore, but I was in Mississippi this morning. I walked out. I took and you're in the casinos and you had the face mask on. I got out. I took off the face mask. I'm like, Mississippi freedom. That's what that felt like. Yeah. So now that Texas is wide open, what are the plans for Post Prophet?
There we go.
We got some more shows lined up. We're planning on releasing our album later on this year.
We're planning on a Texas tour right now, so that'll be something we're hopefully doing this summer.
Nice.
Back on the road.
Yeah.
2020 just like sucked the life out of us.
Dude, it did. It killed everything. Like it just, you know, the music industry, as everybody knows, but it's like, did y'all use that time to write and record? Is that kind of what you had to do? Did y'all do any live streaming stuff?
Well, we didn't do so much live streams. Yeah. We did.
We did do one.
Yeah, we did one.
We did one. It was an acoustic one. But a lot of the time we were just
we recorded our whole entire record.
Yeah.
So
we thought, like, before COVID hit, we had like a tour planned out. We thought we were going to release the album in like what, April or something. And when COVID hit and we stopped and looked at what we had, we were like, we're not finished.
Yeah.
Right. We ended up adding like three more songs afterwards. And then just recently we added another song that just made it on the album. It was too good to not put it on there. It was too good to not put it on there. So, yeah, we ended up, recording the whole rest of the album. We're just putting finishing touches on right now and getting masters and just getting ready to release it. We're planning on doing another music video and releasing a lyric video, I believe.
Yeah, we're releasing another track in about 6 weeks from now. Yeah. So,
are y'all 100% independent, or you work with any kind of management or label or anything?
We have management.
Shout out to Kelsey at Medusa Management. She is thebomb.com. She has helped us a lot and really helped bring this idea to life and to help get it out there to where we want people to hear it. And she's doing a great job. So it's been awesome.
Jordan, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm in there. Listening. I'm making sure they're saying all the right things. I'll go in and correct as they go.
Right, I like that. He's monitoring.
So before we get into the video, we let you guys go. Tell us how they can find Post Prophet on all those social media outlets and things like that.
Yeah,
hey, Jordan, that was your cue.
Don't mess it up.
use your cell phone. It's really easy.
There you go.
So you can find us on Facebook at Post Prophet and on Instagram at Post Prophet Official. We are also Post Prophet Official on TikTok.
Oh, we got three. What's that? Three people tonight? That's awesome. It's got to have a TikTok. Yeah, awesome.
You can see all our dumb shit that we do and everything.
Yeah.
All that good old comedy.
We get goofy.
There you go.
Killer, man. That's killer.
I
don't get on Twitter.
It's Post Prophet, just Post _ Prophet on Twitter, I think.
Awesome, man. Nice. Awesome. And look, whenever the world, like you said, Texas, Mississippi is kind of opening back up. But if y'all get out on the road, we tell everybody that we talk to, hit us up if y'all want to come through Mississippi, the Gulf Coast region, and we'd love to have you guys.
Do it. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Have to get a hold of us.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, gentlemen.
We are going to play your video for When You Think It's Right, and we look forward to seeing and hearing from you guys soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Come on back.
Holy crap.
He didn't believe me.
No, I didn't say I didn't believe you, but damn, man. That was I hadn't seen the video yet, and I'm not sure if that was the first time I heard that or not, but God, dog, that's legit. I'm digging all of that.
Dude, so if you guys are still watching it post-private, we weren't lying. When you're ready, come to Biloxi.
Yeah.
Come on, and we'll team you up with Ventress.
Yes. Hey,
there we go. Ventress.
There he is. What's up?
And so,
hold on, I got the mic.
He's
got
to turn your mic on.
Oh, yeah. We got it now.
Check.
There I am. Hello.
Hey.
All right. You know what? I'm going to do this a little bit because we don't have a second guest. So I'm going to just kind of.
Yep. There you go.
Okay.
Perfect. See where we're at.
So get right up in on that mic, man. Bring it on into
you. Yes.
Get
articulated. Close.
You can move it over there.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All righty. Look at that, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes.
I will say this, that Ventress from day one of starting the sound.
Yes.
Ventress has been one of the bands that I've wanted to bring in here. I think there was a show that you guys played. I mean, this was probably a while back. It was you guys and I think Acadia.
Okay.
A long time ago.
All right.
And I saw it on Facebook or something like that. So I went and looked up both bands and I was just like, holy shit. And so you guys have been just treading through. And now you got a new single. You guys are with the Maverick Music Group.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about Ventress. You guys, you're from Baton Rouge. Is the whole band from Baton Rouge?
Most of the band is from Baton Rouge. We all live in the Baton Rouge area. Now, actually, funny story, our guitar player, Jesse Newman, who's originally from North Bergen, New Jersey, we actually found him. He was living in Gulfport.
Yes. So, that's the other one that I mentioned.
That is our coast connection right there, Jay New.
There you go.
But yeah, most of the – okay, so – Most of the band is from the outskirts of Baton Rouge. None of us is actually from the city, but of course we say Baton Rouge
because it's the easiest thing
to say. So me, Sean, and BJ are from the collective area. Then Jesse, who's from North Bergen, New Jersey, found in Mississippi. He's now living in Baton Rouge. So we're all around the corner from each other.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you guys have, I know you guys have played the Juke Joint a couple times. Mm-hmm. One night I wanted to go so bad and I don't know what happened that, who knows anymore?
Who knows?
Something came up, but but yeah. So what are the so you got the new single Talladega? Mm-hmm. What's the plans right now for Ventress?
Well, we've actually fun thing. We've got a lot of it. I can't really say.
Okay,
but I will say this: expect two big releases within the next 2 years, like within this year and next year. Two big releases, expect new singles soon as well. So we just dropped this one, but it's not going to be long before you hear the next one.
So I hope he knows I'm about to get on to him about this.
Who?
So Tyler Voss is like, shit, Ben's in town. I'm like, Tyler, I told you yesterday that it was an open house. Come hang out. Ventress was going to be here.
Right. They said he was there earlier.
Yeah. So I've been saying it all night, Tyler. So, and you live right around the corner, so you could have come over here. Adam Burden is Ben Jewell. Keep on awesome work.
Burden is my boy.
Yes,
I love that guy. I love you, Adam, and I love all the Burden brothers as well. Travis and Brandon, great people.
Every show you go that I've ever been to, they're there in some capacity. Every big shows, little shows, whatever, dude,
does not matter. Yep. They are there.
Yep,
and they're like dead in front.
Yep,
I love them.
Yep.
So what makes Ventress Ventress?
What makes Ventress Ventress? Well, that is a very good question, actually. I mean, obviously, we got our bayou roots. So, you know, when there's not a lot to do around, you know, you get kind of angry. You get a little bit of pent-up frustration, and you want to, you know,
Release it.
Absolutely. Got to get it out. And I really think that that plays a big part in us wanting to play metal. And then, of course, like us getting into it as kids and whatnot. And really it's just our influences as well, you know, and everybody in the band is very, very, we're similar, but we're different in the same way. And I think that with our differences more so than our similarities, we make Ventress Ventress, you know. Given an example of that, Jesse likes a lot of technical stuff. He likes like stuff like Periphery or, you know, stuff like, Contortionist, bands like that. Jesse's more like into that genre. BJ's very much into classic rock, big Led Zeppelin fan, but he also likes stuff like Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big, why isn't that coming to me? Gene Hoagland's band, Death Clock.
Yes.
You know, Sean's big into that. Oh, Death Clock is sick.
I wish the cartoon was still coming
out. I know, right? Bro. Brendan Smith is an absolute genius.
Yes.
Sean is into stuff like Avenged Sevenfold, and he also listens to, you know, modern pop music, which I do as well. I listen to pop music. I'm a huge Angels and Airwaves fan.
Yes.
So that gives a lot of like my
They just put out some new stuff, I think.
They did, and their new album is complete.
Okay.
I'm so ready for that. But I'm also a big rap fan. So I have a lot of, we all have a lot of different influences and they all come together. And as well as our similarities, because we all like a lot of the similar music. We're all huge Pantera fans, mm-hmm. you know, as is almost everybody. As is almost everybody, you know. We like the kings of it all, you know. We like all of that. And I mean, we have like our own specific things and we just meet together and it all comes together, man.
What is the scene in Baton Rouge in that area like right now? And then obviously if COVID wasn't a thing, so like before that, or you know,
it was so good. It was the best I've seen it in so long.
So y'all have a scene?
We do have a scene. There's a lot of good bands out there, and there was, people were coming out to shows left and right. There were shows going down all the time, even in New Orleans. But New Orleans always kind of had their scene, but Baton Rouge's scene was so healthy at the time.
Wow.
And that's what destroys me, is the fact that COVID messed it all up.
Do y'all have a lot of venues that caters to original and heavier music?
You know, that's another thing. There was a lot of venues popping up as well. You know, we had the Varsity and we had Mid-City Ballroom and we had Spanish Moon, which actually Spanish Moon closed down before COVID happened. And but we actually had some venues open up in downtown, like Squeaky Pete's. Wildfire actually played there right before COVID. And also had the Basin, and there was a lot of venues that were actually like up and coming when at the start of all this. And I don't know what their fate is right now. I know Squeaky Pete's is still open. I'm not sure about the Basin, and I'm not really sure about the Varsity. The Varsity is where we basically grew up.
I saw Buck Cherry at the Varsity.
Oh, word. Okay.
And then the last time I was over there, it was Clicks. I went to Clicks.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, nice. Actually,
Rev Theory and Hinder at Clicks.
Yeah. I've only been to one show at Clicks, and I was actually snuck in by the one and only Catharsis, now Wildfire.
Yes.
Yeah, that was in like, God, I was 17. I don't even remember what year that was. But yeah, I got snuck in. This is back whenever you could do that. Now you can never sneak in underage at all. But so
you
yeah,
got lot, you got a lot of coast connections, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been around for a little bit, man. And I got, the coast is a second home, man, dude. I can just come here and feel at home.
Good deal.
So I have to give a shout. Tyler said, Chloe said, hi, Kevin.
Okay.
So hi, Chloe, and congratulations on your soccer team going to the regionals, nice. Winning the championship yesterday. Nice. So good job. Good job on that from Chloe. So let me ask you this. And what we did last night, you may have seen some of the video. I don't know if they showed some of the video out there last night of what we did here. So what would be the chances of getting Ventress to do something like that here?
I was literally just talking about that outside. I am so down for that. You know, Mississippi is opening up. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, we're still trying to get the guidelines and everything in Louisiana, but we are so down. And we've actually been talking about this because we actually were fortunate enough to go play in Kansas City, Missouri this year. And that is
y'all just recently did that.
Just did that about a month ago.
You did that right before the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. We were literally in Kansas City, and obviously the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Man, it was Chiefs which is what is expected, you know? I mean,
Chiefs
the Super
won
Bowl.
That, didn't they?
No, no, Tampa Bay did.
Shit.
I tell you what, I've never gotten a crowd to scream louder at a show than whenever we were in Shawnee, Kansas, right outside, and it was the day before the Super Bowl, and I was like, can I get up? Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
It was literally.
Dude, you can cuss on here.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right, well, I was like, fuck Tom Brady. And,
yes.
And I swear to God, they chanted that.
That one's
so
for you, Corey
loud.
Robertson and Kevin Gordon.
Yeah, that's for you guys.
Yeah.
And Nick.
And Nick.
I know what they're saying right now, but we still got the ring.
But you're still second in the NFC South.
Oh, that's right.
So,
are y'all Who Dat fans?
Oh,
hell yeah.
I was wearing my Bobby Hebert jersey yesterday.
Oh, so nice. Old school shit.
I almost wore my Archie Manning one tonight, and I decided to go Tom and Jerry.
Okay. I mean, that is also still acceptable.
Yes.
So tell us about the new single, Talladega.
Talladega, it was a fun one. That was one that kind of wrote itself, to be honest. I remember coming into the band room, they had that riff, and they actually almost had the entire song done. Either that or like the song was just being written in front of my eyes and I didn't realize it. But that was one song that I really didn't even need to write lyrics to. They literally, whenever I was just coming up with melodies at the practice room, they just came out of me. Like the entire chorus, I'd never even wrote down. Like, well, and obviously until whenever I got to the studio and had to like write stuff down and, you know, all the distribution shit. But that song just wrote itself. And we had the Talladega was the working title. It was actually Talladega Oatmeal was the original working title for it. And the reason why we called it Talladega is because our bass player at the time was a big NASCAR fan. And the song just sounded like the start of a race. And we just kind of like, okay, this is going to be called Talladega for the time being. And then we just kind of fell in love with it.
That's what happens.
And honestly, like the lyrical content, in a way, in my opinion, does relate to it because the song is about like insecurities and how they can kind of hold you back from winning the race, you know, winning a psychological race, because, you know, if you don't believe sometimes that you can do something, then that's already, you already lose.
Yeah.
And that whole song is just about like that uphill battle of, you know, being in first, being in last, being in first, being in last, and then even being in the middle too, you know, and it just relates to it. So we could not change the name of the song.
So I heard you mention it and it just, I think it just recently happened when you guys got back from Kansas City.
Yeah.
You guys and the bass player, just kind of, you guys went separate ways.
Yeah, we went separate
ways. Have you got a new bass player yet? Or
not yet. We're kind of just coasting it out right now. I mean, we have no shows right now, but like we have a guy who can fill in for us in case. And we're just going to wait for the right person to come, you know. And there's no hard feelings to the other guys. So it's all love to everybody, you know.
Yeah, good deal.
Very cool. He hadn't seen the video yet. I don't think yet.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, he hadn't seen it. The one thing I like about the video is as it's starting and getting going, you could see you start to pose and get into that first screen position. And it's the best buildup I've ever seen of the beginning of a video, waiting for that fucking scream to happen. And I can't. Let's just roll into it real good. So,
all right,
Siri, here is Ventress. We do have your permission to play it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is Ventress. It is their latest single. It's called Talladega. Check it out, and we'll be right back.
I dug it.
Ah,
I dug it.
Man, makes me want to go over to that fucking cinder block wall right now. Just
boom, headbutt right into it.
Try to just punch right through it. You think you can do it? You think you get through it?
Fuck no.
That would be fun to watch.
That would be fun to watch.
It would be.
If you wanted head first, it'd be even more fun.
So while I was playing, we were talking about the love for metal, the love for radio rock, and kind of mixing it up into that particular song. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we both love, everybody in the band, you know, loves Breaking Benjamin. You know, I love Papa Roach. That was there you go, right
there.
Hold
on. There's two. So there's Breaking Benjamin.
Okay. Jacoby right there. You see, I love Papa Roach.
This is what I get for drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, when I was still drinking in life, he was at the Hard Rock, and my buddy called and he said, "Hey, Jacoby's up here." I got in line. I said, "You sign my arm right now in Sharpie, and I'll go down to the tattoo shop and have it tattooed on." That some bitch signed it and said, "Send me the picture."
And sure enough. Nice.
Radio, that's where my true passion is in that radio rock, the Papa Roaches, the Breaking Benjamin, all that kind of, not quite into the Nickelbacks and all,
but
I can, and I was talking Alone in the Dark, the other single that you guys had, kind of had that same kind of feel to it, had its moments of the metal and moments of the radio rock. So digging it really much.
Oh, thank you.
And I think we got confirmation on they're coming to come up at some point, coming over here to do a live stream.
Yeah, I think yes, absolutely. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. So tell us where everybody can find Ventress, social media and all that kind of stuff.
Well, our new website just launched, Ventress Music, www.ventressmusic.com. You can check us out there. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, every single social media platform, every single purchasing outlets, as well as streaming outlets, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, all of that stuff. You can find us on. But if you find Ventress Music, www.venturesmusic.com. Sorry, I'm not used to saying that. This is actually so new. So, you know,
that's how new it is.
www.ventures.com. Ventressmusic.com. You can find all of our pages and all of our purchase links and all of our string links. And I got to give a shout out to MVK Music Group, who has helped us do all of this and have been so good to us. And we cannot thank them enough. So Attila, Jesse, Brian, and all the team, we love you.
They have an apparel line too.
Yes, they do. Maverick Apparel.
I need new shirts.
Got to get this. Got to get this man. This man said he wants to be an ambassador here.
That's what we go for.
Yeah.
That's what our life lives on. We want free shirts. Cool. So real quick before you go, or before we end, I want to thank everybody that sent out stars today.
Awesome.
So if you guys don't know what stars is, we're lucky enough to be one of those on Facebook where you can send stars, and one star is a penny. So kind of helping support the show. Tyler Voss threw out 1,700 stars today. So
thank you, Tyler.
Whoa,
big money.
Jordan Duran, 1,200 stars.
Thank you, sir.
Heather threw out 1,050 stars.
Oh, she's a baller.
Yes. And so thank you very much to everybody that threw out stars. John, who else who we got in here? I'm trying to go through all of them right now. There's more. I can't see them all right now. But thank you guys for throwing out the stars. We appreciate that. It allows us to buy stuff.
Yeah.
So we can keep doing the
Milo's tea.
Milo, yes.
Milo's
tea. Another sponsorship. I'm looking for Milo's tea.
Yep. And thanks for making the drive out tonight. We appreciate that, man.
My pleasure, all the way here
from Baton Rouge.
My pleasure, dude. I love to travel, man. I love to get on the road and drive.
Okay.
This is literally my pleasure, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, good, man. Because like I say, we're going to try to do that, set that live stream up. We're going to actually do a bunch of them.
Yeah. We've already got one booked for July 3rd.
Okay.
Which is Planet Gears out of Texas and Love the Hate out of Mobile. They're going to be over here July 3rd doing a live stream. And we know everything's opened up. We're cool with that. That's why we're going to open it up for people to come watch it while we're live streaming it, just like we did last night. So that one's done for July 3rd. So we're looking to do a few more between then. So we'll be reaching out to some people and getting all of that taken care of.
All right. Well, I felt like a good show tonight, man. It was kind of a lot of people packed in. We went from the internet to live performances in another room to guests in the studio. So it feels good to be back. We appreciate everybody that's watching and continues to watch. I'm going to do one other thing that would have probably been smarter to show at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
But look, check this out. If you hit !notify, if you type that into the comment section, it automatically, Facebook will detect that, and they will let you know when we go live. So you don't have to worry about missing any of the shows. So exclamation point, notify, all one word. It's just like hitting the follow or the notification button. It's the same thing. So drop that in the comments below. Be sure to join our text community if you're enjoying the show and you want to stay in the know, especially with these new live streaming shows that we're going to start doing with real, you know, bands in the house. We're going to alert the text community first and do giveaways, free tickets, stuff like that. So text us at 228-641-1648. Just text the sound. Just type it in. The sound. Send it to that number, and you'll stay up to date with all that we have going on.
I was actually trying to, because we got in and we started doing some things today, and we did some things out of the ordinary that we normally don't do, so I didn't get the chance to set up everything that I wanted to set up.
That's good.
And I'm trying to remember. Our next show is March 18th.
Yeah.
Pigweed will be joining us on video during that show. I'm trying to remember everybody that's supposed to be on that show, but I know Pigweed is on it. I don't have the notes in front of me because I'm not at home in front of my other computer. But we do know Pigweed's on that show, and
it's going to be a banger.
I think Luke Shoemaker may be on that show as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, but we'll announce it. But before we leave,
oh, damn it.
Screw you all.
Yeah, he remembered.
The winner of the grudge match is Silent Theory and their song Shaking Cages. So they are the winner of the grudge match tonight.
Nice.
And I can tell you right now, next episode, they will be going up against Ventress and Talladega on the grudge match.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. So we're gonna roll that one.
Oh, we're bringing the heat on this one, man. They're a dope band. That was a dope song. Yeah, but I tell you what, everybody that's watching us that supports Ventress, y'all better know that y'all better vote.
Yes.
We cannot lose a grudge match, my friends. We've got to do this.
Yes, you gotta get them. You gotta get them hyped up in the comment section. That's where all the voting goes down. So
we got that, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Once again, download the Sound 228 radio app, whether you're on Apple or Android. We got it on both, and that's all of our stuff, man. Conveniently packaged into one specific location on your phone, and you hear the radio station.
Yeah, when he says it's all packaged up into one,
yeah,
you get that app, you get our videos, you get our Facebook feed, our Twitter feed, our Instagram feed, you get On Demand, which is replays of the Homegrown show from WCPR. What else is on there? We've got our featured artist video feed, our blogs, everything that's on our website as well is all fed in through this app.
So you can buy our merch from there too.
And you can buy our merch.
Yeah.
Which new merch is coming.
Yeah.
It gets, yeah.
All right. We're rambling enough. We'll see y'all on the next one. We appreciate you hanging out.
Thank you. Peace.